All right, guys. So today we will be talking about worship, and we'll see how far we get. We may try to also talk about serving or spiritual gifts and also stewardship, which the focus will mainly be on giving. And the reason is because it's part of our discipleship to think and to be faithful in all areas of our lives that the Lord has called us to. Okay, guys, so today let's begin by talking about worship. Worship. I know that worship may seem like such a vague and general word that we use for almost everything, and worship should apply to all of life, but today I want to talk about corporate, local church gathering for worship. Okay, worship. Let me give a couple of definitions to begin. Definitions, for example, if someone to ask you, can you define for me what worship means? How would you describe what is worship? Here are two definitions, okay? So maybe listen to both of them. See which one do you feel is more helpful? Which one do you feel is you agree with more? So listen to these two definitions on worship. Number one, John Piper, former pastor and writer and a great preacher, said this about worship. If you guys look at the top of the page, it says, worship is, and I kind of broke it up into different lines just to help us see the different parts. Worship is to know God truly and then respond from the heart to that knowledge. Okay? By valuing God, treasuring God, prizing God, enjoying God, being satisfied with God above all earthly things. All right, guys? That's one definition of worship. Okay? The second definition is kind of like it, but it kind of adds a little bit more detail. There's this one Christian writer named Jonathan Gibson who also wrote this about worship. Worship is the right, fitting, and delightful response of mortal beings, angelic and human, right? Angels in heaven, humans on earth, to God, the creator, redeemer, and consummator, who he is, right? For who he is, as one eternal God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and what he has done in creation and redemption, and what he will do in the coming consummation. Okay? So notice Piper and Jonathan Gibson both talk about worship being knowing something about God rightly, knowing who he is, and responding to who God is, in the way that we worship him, right? That's worship. Yeah, Jared.
Can you start breaking up the words and sharing all of what they say? I have no idea what some of these words mean.
Yeah, it's okay. Let's go on because I kind of summarized it with just a few points, okay? Look at the third bullet point. This is taking those two quotes and kind of just combining it into one big idea, okay? Listen, guys, worship is knowing and responding to the worthiness of God. You notice the word worship has kind of the sound of the word worth. Something is worth a lot, right? Like if you had pure gold, it's worth a lot. If you had a handful of sand, it's not worth that much. Well, how much is God worth? How much is God glorious? How much is God majestic? Right? How much is God worthy of worship? Right? So when we talk about worshiping God, it's knowing the worth of God, knowing the greatness of God, knowing who God is and what he has done, and responding by expressing and proclaiming and celebrating his worthiness. Okay? Does that make sense, guys? Okay, a few examples. Psalm 29:2, ascribe, meaning proclaim, express to the Lord the glory due his name. It's due, it's demanded, it's deserved by him, his name. Hey, Caleb. Maybe if you can, just kind of look on with Jared. And it goes on, Psalm 29:2, worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. We're talking about the topic of worship. Like, what do we mean by worship, and how do we do it? Right? Wow. Okay? So if you, again, bullet point number three, worship is knowing and responding to the worthiness of God. So let me ask you guys, how much is God worth? How much is the majesty of God? How much value is in the majesty and greatness of God? Infinite, right? Infinitely great, infinitely majestic, infinitely glorious. Like, you can't help but just blows your mind how infinitely great God is. Well, worship is knowing Him and responding to the worthiness of God. Okay? Listen to Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky above proclaims His handiwork. God is so worthy of worship that even creation declares how worthy God is. Because God is so worthy, all creation just can't contain worship because God is so deserving of it. Luke 19:40, I tell you, if these disciples were like the very stones, would cry out. Let's go into the fourth bullet point, which is a second summary. Worship is something that must be outside with our mouths and inside with our hearts. Okay? It must be outside, meaning with our external, outside body parts and actions, but it must also be from the inside, our inside heart and attitude. Okay? Guys, I know it's a little warm, but hang in there. All right, guys? Listen to Psalm 95:6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. I remember when I was about Caleb's age, I started to have my eyes open to the majesty of God. But there were times that I felt very spiritually strong. Like, oh, I'm so excited about the Lord, about praising the Lord, about reading His Word. I'm so excited about church. I'm so excited about the Lord. But there were also times that I felt very dry and I felt very not excited. You know what I did in those times that I felt very not excited? And I just didn't feel like worshiping the Lord in His majesty.
Did you take walks?
I took walks, kind of. What I would do is I would actually bow down on the floor and just pray from my knees. Sometimes I would get down on my face and pray with my face to the floor and pray and sing on my knees. You know why? You know what, God? My heart doesn't feel like submitting to Your majesty. I'm gonna make my body submit to You, to express to You how much You are worthy. Look at Psalm 95:6 again. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Right? God is so worthy of our worship. We don't only bow down to Him, submit to Him in our hearts. We do it with our lives, with our bodies and our actions. Sometimes to express our worship. To say, You're so worthy. I'm going to show how worthy You are, Lord, by my actions. Another verse talking about the way we sing and praise the Lord with our lips and mouths. Psalm 149, when praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, His praise, in assembly of the godly. So the praising and the singing that we're to do to the Lord is a big part of our worshiping the Lord, right? Just singing to Him. Have you guys ever thought about how interesting it is that there's this thing called singing? How, there's this thing called music and melody where these different notes have different sounds, and when you put the notes together, they make a beautiful sound. Well, the Lord made music, and the Lord calls us to use music to praise Him in ways that are beautiful, right? In ways that, not like, dang, 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 where it's obviously that's not good sounding music, but just rich and beautiful sounding, skillful music. Use it as a way to praise the Lord, right? Okay. Look at Matthew 15:8-9. And I know, guys, I accidentally put bullet points this week instead of numbers. But this is the fourth bullet point under worship must be outside and inside. Matthew 15:8-9, listen, this people honors me with their lips. They say, they sing the right words, but their heart is far from me. Their attitude, the love and the attitude of their hearts is really far and cold. Verse 9, in vain do they worship me. So in other words, that is worship that the Lord does not accept. Worship only with lips, but not with the right heart. Even if it's really right words, but it's with the wrong attitude in the heart. What does God say about that worship? In verse 9, in vain. Vain means it's useless, it's worthless to the Lord. So guys, we got to reevaluate when we come before the Lord in worship, that it's not only singing the right words and making the right notes and sounds with our mouths, even with our hands, our knees. But we also make sure our hearts, the attitude of our heart, God, I really want to worship you and praise you. And that begins with knowing who God is, filling our minds with the knowledge of God and responding with our expressing his worthiness, right? Or else we don't want our worship to be vain or worthless before the Lord, right? Okay. Finally, worship is what churches do when we gather. The final bullet point. Worship in the church is not merely a preparation for something else. It is itself fulfilling the major purpose of the church. So why do we gather every morning, every Sunday? Why do we gather as a people? Do we gather because we just have to? Do we gather because, you know, we're trying to do some kind of community project? Do we gather because our friends are here? I mean, a lot of good things can happen through our time together worshiping. But the main thing, the main reason why we gather for worship is it's worship, is worship itself. God made you. God gave you breath in your bodies. The reason why you have breath in your bodies, the reason why you live and you have life today is to worship, to bring him glory. So when we gather on the Lord's Day, we gather for worship again. Okay, guys? All right. If you guys... I don't have the back of this page, so we're just going to stop right now. But if you guys get the chance, please look over the second page of the handout. It talks about spiritual gifts, and it also talks about stewardship or giving. You guys may not have a lot of income right now from which we give as part of our giving, as part of our worship, but that's something that we need to have in our hearts and minds, starting even from young, right? Because that's also part of our worship to the Lord, okay? Okay, I'm going to close us in prayer now, and we'll finish up our time. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word that teaches us about worship, and thank you most of all, Lord, that you are a God worthy of worship. So, Lord, we pray that you will help us to know you more and help us, Lord, with our mouths, with our actions, and especially with our hearts and attitudes and our love, that we will respond to you and your worthiness in worship. In Jesus' name, amen.